producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Yeah, if you need some help with going into a brand new year, I am so convinced that 16 is going to be a great year. First of all, it's a leap year, which means you get one extra day. I mean, doesn't that sound like a good idea for free? Glowing for you, a free day. Second of all, it's 16 is 4 squared. And 4 is a lucky number, and squares are always a good number. So I think it's going to be a great year. Are you feeling that way as well?
I would say so.
He's a little less superstitious than I am, folks. A little less into numbers. All right, I'm not going to mess around. I'll tell you about this day in history. There's actually something really fascinating that happened this day in history. But I'll tell you in a minute. I'm also going to... Well, we have lots of stuff to talk about. But what's the priority around here? You got it. You are. 855-993-7569. So, Heather, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Welcome.
Yes, thank you. This is Becca. I'm taking you off speakerphone.
That would be great. Thank you.
No. Thank you so much. You are my, gosh, how do I describe you? What you mean to me?
I don't know. It sounds kind of promising.
Well, last summer I know I called you because of the difficulties I was having with my mother because she's a borderline narcissist, just, you know, divide and conquer. I'm the scapegoat. And you told me to practice being happy and stupid.
Cheerful and stupid, yeah.
Cheerful and stupid. Yes.
Happy and stupid works almost as well. Yeah.
Okay. Now I have another dilemma regarding my daughter because she's wanted to use my children against me. And she's, you know, I know, you know, your advice, you know, was well-meaning to help the situation, but my mom is beyond hope with actually having a relationship, and I recently just decided I had to cut her out of my life. And she's now been influencing my daughter, who's 18. Well, she just turned 19. She had full scholarship to the university. She's extremely brilliant young woman. And she told me, or she told our my family, my children, I have three other children who are between the ages, you know, up to 26 years of age, told us all at Thanksgiving that she's pregnant. And I didn't have a clue who. And she said it's this boy she's been dating who has no job, no life, nothing. He's like 18 and totally opposite of her. And my mother has decided, convinced her to have a wedding because she's all concerned about appearances, and she's having it at her house, and she's convinced my daughter not to invite me because I'm not approving of it. I said, just because you're pregnant is not a reason to marry this young man. So my mother has convinced my daughter that I'm...
All right, when's the wedding?
Friday.
Okay. Take a deep breath. All right. Let's go through some things that we know to be true, and then we'll negotiate everything else. All right? Remember being 18 or 19?
Yes.
Nobody
but
convinces
I would,
you.
Honey, listen. Go ahead.
I'm sure you were a perfect child, as of course I was too, but nobody convinces an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old of anything. Now, 18-year-olds and 19-year-olds are really good at manipulation, and they're really good at going to the people they know will tell them what they want to hear, but you don't convince an 18-year-old or a 19-year-old of anything, period. So you have to take that out of the mix for a bunch of reasons. First of all, it sort of cements your dislike of your mom, which doesn't buy you anything. It makes the lines in the sand much deeper, which doesn't buy you anything. It also is insulting and demeaning to any 19-year-old that somehow they're going to be influenced by somebody else, which is demeaning and doesn't buy you anything. So any way you look at it, you have to start thinking about this differently, because it buys you nothing except misery. And I don't want you to sign on for any more misery than, well, is your fair share. And this one, you're volunteering. You're at the front of the line saying, me, make me miserable. And the universe will do that. So we got to get rid of all three of those notions. Your daughter is doing exactly what she wants to do. How old were you when you got married?
I was 26, but I, when I was 18 and 19, I had a severe eating disorder because my mother was so abusive to me. And
Heather. You got to take responsibility for your own behavior at some point. Your mother may be the Antichrist, but you're a grown-up, so eating disorder, let it go.
Well, what I'm saying is my mother is a very, very abusive person. She's been that way.
Heather, doesn't make any difference. We're not talking about your mother. We're talking about your daughter. And I don't want your daughter calling me next week saying my mother's a really manipulative, abusive, narcissistic person, which is what she's going to do. Okay, so let's see if we can make a little less of a mess than you got right now. Okay, that's our only goal right now. Your mother's who she is, you're who you are, and your daughter's who she is. The only person I have access to in this trilogy is you. All right, and I know that you trust me, and you know that I'm not going to do anything that's going to harm you. All right. So let's just understand that what I'm going to tell you is not going to make you incredibly happy, but may be fairly useful, all right? And let's just, so I don't expect you at this moment to say, oh, Joy, I love you, because you're not going to, all right? But I'm hoping that the respect that you have for me, and I know you have it, will keep your ears and your heart a little bit open so I can maybe sort of help you with this, because there's some help that could happen, okay? All right, number one, if it's any comfort to you, you got married at 26. I got married at 19. Now, I was a little different. I had graduated college, as did my then husband. And everybody tried to talk me out of it. And I was heartbroken. How can you not understand that I'm a woman, that I love him? Now, should I have married him? Who knows? Probably not. But it doesn't make any difference. I was convinced. So anybody who was not in favor of the marriage was my enemy, because I was 19 and in love and stupid. All right. So you don't want to be your daughter's enemy. Do I think it's a great idea to get married when you're pregnant at 19 to somebody who doesn't have a job who's 18? No. But is your daughter asking your permission? She is not. Is she asking your opinion? She is not. She knows where you stand. You know where you stand. And at some point, what we do with our kids is we give them the respect that they can make their own mistakes. And we also take the word, I told you so, or the phrase, I told you so, out of our vocabulary, because it just makes us look like the Wicked Witch of the West. And we can do that on our own. We don't even need phrases. So here's the deal. At this moment, you're going to hate this, all right? So just hang on to anything you need to hang on to. And you can go have a serious drink after this. I think you should call up your daughter and say, you are my child. I love you. I respect the fact that you and I are not always going to agree. What can I do to make your wedding day good for you? And that's because anything else is a major mistake. Because look, let's look at the possibilities, all right? Do you think there's any possibility your daughter's going to get married on Friday? On a scale of zero being she's for sure going to get married, zero she's not going to get married, 100% she's going to get married. What do you think the odds are, or the percentages?
No, I know she will.
Okay, 100%. So if we can't stop it, why would we oppose it? Makes no sense. Okay, that's number one. Now, it doesn't mean you have to be a hypocrite. You don't have to say, this is fantastic, what a great idea. She knows where you stand on it. She, if she has any brains at all, which I'm sure she does, is scared silly, but she's figuring at this moment, all right, here's what she's thinking and here's what she's feeling. What she's thinking is, maybe it'll be okay. At least I won't be an unwed mother. Somebody will help me. And what she's feeling is, please, Lord, make this work out okay. Because nobody at 19, is ever sure of anything except that they're smarter than everybody else. So she's going to get married on Friday. That's not the question. The question is, are you going to be her lifelong enemy, or are you going to be her mom who, we give our kids roots and wings. The roots are easy. The wings are almost impossible. And she needs her mom to say, I love you. I trust you. Blessings upon your little head. All right. Now, what I want you to do is I want you to chew on that absolutely unpalatable idea for just a minute. All right. And then I'm going to come back to you, and then we're going to do the stuff that may be a little more fun to deal with. But I just want you to think for a minute, and please don't hang up, that you could call up your daughter today and say, What can I do to make your wedding day fantastic? And hopefully she won't say drop dead, because hopefully your daughter's not stubborn. But think about it for a minute. I'll be back with you in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with Heather, who's got a mom with whom she has not really ever reconciled. Heather, how old is your mom?
She's 86, so she doesn't have too many years left.
Well, which is something for you and I to talk about. How old are you?
I am 54.
Okay. Well, hopefully you've got, you know, 40, 50, 60 years left on the planet.
Oh, I know. I'm in very, very good health, and I expect to be, you know, live to 100. I'm very successful,
good for
ambitious
you.
Woman.
All right. So what we need to do is make this problem, we need to diminish it. We really do. And there are three parts to it. One is, at some point, you just got to view your mother with humor rather than anger. You've got to really view her as, wow, you know, part of the woman I am is because of the mom that I have. That,
yeah.
That people could, I'm serious about that. That people can be either good role models or exactly who you don't want to be. But either way, they mold us. And
well, she has a personality disorder, and whether or not you don't know about that, it's fine.
Well, but Heather, it doesn't make any difference. What it turns out to be is, regardless of the trigger, regardless of the cause, there's behavior. And behavior is what we can't read other people's minds. We really can't. We have a hard enough time reading our own. So what we're influenced by is actions. And whether the actions are sane or insane, whether we understand them or don't understand them, whether we like them or don't like them, that's what's going to influence us. And therefore, that we can't look at our strengths and say, well, my strengths are my own, my weaknesses, mom did it. You got to either say, there are things that influence me, some of them positive, some of them negative, some of the things I need to work on in my life, and some I should be proud of, and quite often we mix the two up, but nevertheless. So the part of your ambition, part of your self-reliance, part of your confidence may come from having a screwy mom, which wouldn't be the first or the last person. But for right now, let's focus on the immediate, which is the wedding on Friday, which is I'm not saying that your daughter will never forgive you, but let's play it out. Either this is the guy that will be with her to her dying day and will turn out to be a great husband, a great partner, a great father, at which point you've got an enemy that you didn't have to have, or he will be a complete turkey, at which point your daughter will partially blame you of, well, you weren't supportive, so he always felt you didn't love him. No matter how you play it, your only card is not to be a hypocrite. You don't have to say, oh, he's wonderful. All you have to say is, you're a smart woman. I trust you trust your instincts, I'll trust your instincts as well. Because half marriage is ending in divorce, and it could be Prince Charming that on a checklist is exactly who she should be with, and it doesn't work. So we never know. There's just no way of knowing about anybody's marriage, let alone our own. So the percentage play is to do what you did, which is to say, honey, look, it's okay to have a baby these days without marrying the dad. But this isn't what she opted for. She opted to marry him, and therefore your only choice that makes any sense whatsoever is to say, what can I do to help? And let it go at that, including loaning her your veil or toasting her or just showing up. And if she says, Mom, but you have to do it with a full heart. You cannot go in with the, okay, I'm here, but we all know this is a terrible mistake. You can't do that, because that's not an honest way of behaving. That is manipulative and about you. And you've got a 19-year-old, scared out of her mind, pregnant woman who is making decisions that will affect her the rest of her life. And what she needs is a cheerleader in her corner. Not someone who says, wow, you're the best thing ever, but someone who says, you tell me how I can support you in decisions that are really important to you. And that's all we could ever do as a parent.
Well, I was kind of halfway thinking your direction. But when I learned that I wasn't invited,
Heather, you're the Wicked Witch of the West. Why would they invite you? You're going to come and say, you shouldn't have done this. And the one reason she probably didn't invite you is she figured you'd say no. So this, you can't do that. This isn't about you.
I understand that now, but then, so you're saying give her a phone, call her.
Yep. You're her mother. You're the mother. You're the mother that calls up and says, honey, this is probably the most important day of your life. Tell me what I can do to make it a good one. That's all. And if she says, well, I don't want you to be there, say, listen, I would really love to be. You're my daughter, and I'll stand in the back if you like, but I'd really like to be there. And you know, I'll behave or whatever. I mean, you know your daughter. But this is really important to her, and you being there in the long run is a gift that only you can give her. And you do it not only for her sake, but for your sake. There aren't a whole lot of times, Heather, where we make a whole lot of difference in anybody's lives. Not for any reason other than we're just separate individuals. But this is a chance to really give her a gift of presence. And I wouldn't even think twice about it, and I would call her right now, because she's miserable. She's unhappy. She's scared. She's pregnant. And you're her mom.
Yeah.
You're her mama. So go and be her mama and let go of all the rest of the crap. Make that your gift to her and to you.
Until she used to call me her hero.
Well, think about that for a minute. Think about Heather. Think about the most important day of your life. And your hero says, boy, that's really stupid. Think how that feels, especially when you're halfway convinced it is stupid. And the person that you love the most, the person that you role model, the person you want to love you the most and be most proud of you says, stupid. Think how that feels to her. Not good. So be her hero. Be her hero, my hero, and your hero. Call her up and do something that's very difficult. And no buts in there. Don't say, you know, I wanted to love you, but. Or, you know, just give it to her. Just say, you know what? You tell me, not if this is what you want, just what can I do to make your wedding day special because you're my kid and I love you. And if I've said things that hurt your feelings, the intent was not to hurt your feelings. Tell me what I could do to make things right for you.
Okay.
All righty.
Yeah.
And let the and look, one other thing. I know I should quit while I'm ahead. That your mom is who your mom is, and you're right. She's 86. She's probably not going to live for the next 40 or 50 years. That your mom, at a moment where your daughter felt abandoned, supported her. And that's a gift that you have to acknowledge your mother giving. Now, and I know you're thinking, well, she's just doing it because of me and it's just being competitive. She was there for your daughter when you weren't. That it's not a competition.
Well, that's the place
Heather,
that she wanted.
Heather, crap. That's just crap. Somehow you got to get out of your own way to see that your daughter felt abandoned and your mother was there for her. And for you to view that as competitive is crazy on your part. Your mother is who she is. At some point, you got to get out of your own way because it's damaging everybody. It's damaging your mother that probably you don't care about, damaging your daughter you care hugely about. It's damaging you.
Okay.
If you need to stay. All right. But, all right, here, we'll talk about your mother at some other point. Call your daughter.
I will.
And go dance at her wedding. Good girl. I'm proud of you.
Okay.
855-993-7569 and Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Get your planning card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's A Place for Answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's a great idea to do exactly that. Leslie, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Leslie.
Hi.
I'm here.
I'm calling you to get advice about my son.
Okay.
He's 28 years old, and he's been in and out of drug addiction centers for years. Anyway, he was doing okay. I had let him come up here from South Georgia to live with me. And he was working some of the time, but that's about it. Anyway, he got it back in with the wrong people, and he's in jail, and he wants me to bail him out. And I don't want to bail him out again. And
okay.
But I feel guilty about it. And I, you know, and he tries to blame it all on everybody else.
Yeah,
and
I got it.
And I tell him, you need to accept the responsibility. You know.
Okay, let's walk through it together. So he's 28. What's he in jail for?
possession of meth that he says wasn't his, but they
of
were
course
just
not.
All in a car and somebody had it.
Yeah, he was holding it for a friend. Has he been in jail before?
A lot.
This ain't his first rodeo, huh? Okay. Has he served time?
Well, he spent time in a drug rehab that was in a prison for 9 months.
Okay. What's his highest level of education?
He has his GED.
What's the longest time he's had a job?
Well, he got out of Teen Challenge about 2 years ago when he worked for, I don't know, maybe 10 months, did real well. You know, I had bought him a vehicle, and he wrecked it, so then I wouldn't buy him another one anyway, you know, the whole nine yard thing. But then since he came up here, he's just been working with a friend that does landscaping, and, you know, it's kind of part-time.
Yeah. No, he hasn't, he clearly hasn't sort of gotten any traction any place except with drugs. How many kids do you have?
I have 3 children. My youngest son is disabled. He's my oldest son.
Okay.
And,
are you with Dad or not?
Dad died 10 years ago.
Of what?
Heart attack, but Dad wasn't any help anyway. Dad's probably part of the root of this problem.
Yeah, sounds like maybe. So he's in, how long has he been in jail?
For about 6 weeks now.
And is he going to come to trial?
Well, he may not come to trial until June or July. You know, in this little rinky-dink county that we live in, they don't do a whole lot.
Does he have a public? Does he have a public defender? He wouldn't have a public defender until he comes to trial.
Well, he has a public. I guess it's a public defender that has been assigned to him.
Okay.
But I don't think he's even seen her, and he wants me to go talk to her. But once before, when he was in jail, I tried to go talk to his public defender, and they wouldn't tell me a thing. And I keep trying to tell him that.
Okay. Here's what I do. I tend to agree with you. You've bailed him out before, right?
Yes.
Has he ever paid the bail money back?
No.
Okay. I tend to agree with you. I think this is the problem is that he's just going to do the same thing again, right? Because he knows you love him. I don't see. I mean, it's not like he has a job to go back to. It's not like he's clean and sober. And the nonsense that, you know, it's somebody else's. If nothing else, he shouldn't be hanging out with people who are using or making meth anyway. So I mean, and it was his. I mean, let's not be silly about it. I don't see the value to you or to him, to be quite honest, in bailing him out. He's got no job. He's got no home. He's got no prospects. So, and he's never paid back the bail money. I'll tell you what I would do and what I wouldn't do. I would not bail him out. I would hope that at some point the system is going to look at him and say, you failed us, but we failed you as well. Let's get you in detox, because they'll pay for it if he's in jail. Maybe in a some kind of job training program. I mean, why would you bail him out? We know what's going to happen if you bail him out. So let's not do that. And if we push button A and B pops up, and every time we push A, B pops up, and we hate B, let's stop pushing A. So no, I would not bail him out, even though I know that's a tough decision. However, having said that, I would go find his public defender. Now, you know, and I know, it may be a waste of time, but what we're trying to walk here, Leslie, is a very fine line that says, I love you, but I'm not going to do something that makes me feel good and is a disaster for you. And when I bail you out, it makes me feel like I'm taking care of you, and it's an illusion. I'm not taking care of you because you're not taking care of yourself. So and you've never paid me back for bail, and I'm not going to do it. So I'm not, but I do love you. You are my son. I am not washing my hands of you. I'm just not going to bail you out anymore. If you paid me back even once, if you had a job where you said, Mom, you know, I feel terrible about this. I know you don't have a whole lot of money, so I'm going to get a job and I'm going to pay you back every cent with interest. Or, Mom, look, you bailed me out in the past and I don't have much money, but I'm going to find myself, I'm going to work 14 jobs if I have to, and I'm going to find myself a place to live so I'm not sponging off you anymore. He hasn't done any of that ever. So, I mean, it's great that he had a job with Teen Challenge for 10 months. But clearly, whatever it was that was working for him wasn't working for him. And, you know, there's the AA pledge that says, or the AA sort of philosophy that says, you don't change until you hit bottom. Maybe jail is bottom for him. And maybe it's time that he figures out, this isn't where I want to spend the rest of my life. And I don't know how for him to learn that except to stay in jail. So I would not bail him out. However, I would go see his public defender, even though it may be a waste of time, because I think, again, the message you're giving your son is, this is what I will do, and this is what I won't do. You're my son. I love you. I will help you in any way that I view as really helpful for you. But I'm not going to bail you out because I don't see what sense that makes. And you can even say to him, Leslie, explain to me how that's a benefit to you. And he's going to make all these promises again. Well, I'll get a job, and I'll pay you back. I said, you know, this is a recorded announcement. You know, I'm not going to buy it anymore. But I will, you know, I will help you. I will help you get into rehab. I will help you find a job. But, you know, I'm not going to do this anymore. It doesn't make any sense.
Well, see, I've tried to do all that for him already. And, like, I pay him all the bills to go to Facebook school.
Leslie, I can't understand. Leslie, you're on a really bad connection. Say what you just said again, because I couldn't even pick up three words out of that.
I said, I've done all that. I had it enrolled.
I know you have. I know you have. That's why I'm saying don't do it again.
And he says, well, I'm afraid of failing, and I tell him that, you know.
Leslie, if he were 15 years old, I might buy it. He is not. He's going to give you, listen, he knows the system. He's a con artist. He's really good at telling you what he thinks you want to hear. Is it, you know, that I have low self-esteem and, you know, I never bonded with my dad and, you know, I just have bad friends and, you know, just give me one more chance and this is the time that I really understand. He talks the talk. He just doesn't walk the walk.
Yeah, he said it comes from the talk.
See, I can't, you just got fuzzy on me again. What?
I'm sorry, I'm sitting in my car and it's pouring
down rain. Yeah, it's all right, say what you just said again, and I'll see if I can't pick it up. Say it slowly and carefully and loudly.
I just said that he's good at talking the talk.
No, I know. So, Leslie, that means you have to be good at not listening to the talk. He's selling something, you're selling different. You have to stop buying what he's selling, because what he's selling is damaged merchandise. What you're selling to him is, I'm your mom, I love you, this is what I will do, this is what I won't do. But I wouldn't bail him out. I don't think there's any, I mean, there's nothing for him to be bailed out for. No job, no home, he's still using. So let him stay in jail. But go talk to his public defender. And I, you know, and if you can visit him, I'd visit him. I'd send him notes. I'd love him. I'd keep the channel open, but I would not have any, dollar and cent parenting, no checkbook parenting. Don't bail him out.
All right. Well, I appreciate that.
And remind yourself why you're doing it. Because bailing him out would make you feel better. It's not the right solution for him. Because we know. We've done it before. It's never worked.
Yeah.
And maybe this time, maybe when he understands, if I get arrested, because see, honey, what he's worked on every day for all the times he's been arrested is, Mom will bail me out. And I'll just go, I'll play her like a Stradivarius. I'll say, Mom, you know, I'm an orphan, and, you know, I know you worked so hard, and you gave my brother more attention than me, and I have low self-esteem, and I have ingrown toenails, and, you know, I have my pubic hair goes the wrong direction. I mean, he'll tell you anything. Stay on the line if you want for just a second. It'd be nice if we get you a slightly better connection. All right, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show. Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand the force of a battering ram, Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Talking about what really matters.
Your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
From 855-993-7569. So we've got a bunch of stuff to talk about. This is actually National Bacon Day. It may be Bring Home the Bacon Day, right? People getting their taxes in order. And it's National Bicarbonate of Soda Day. If I eat bacon, I have to do bicarbonate of soda. So, there you go. Although I was, the newspaper's got all the stuff about where to go for a hangover. You talk about. Are you a drinker? You don't drink that much. You're a beer drinker, right?
Yeah, I mean, I like beer. I like vodka and
other, you know, stuff. I actually do kind of like wine a little bit, but, you know, I'm not like a heavy, hardcore, got to have a drink every single day of my life type of thing.
So are you a New Year's Eve, let's see how much I can drink kind of guy?
No. I'll probably, I mean, I'm going to be working tomorrow, so I probably, I'll be working till the early part of the evening tomorrow, so I might go out and have a drink or two tomorrow night, but nothing extravagant.
One of my favorite, I guess, awful stories about broadcasting was a friend of mine who, I knew him, I didn't know him at the time this happened, but I knew him after the fact. I actually went to a party with him once, and we walked in. He was stone cold sober. I'd been with him all afternoon, and I knew, I mean, we were colleagues. And I walked into the party with him. I went and dumped my coat. By the time I came back, which maybe was like maybe 2 minutes, probably not even that long, he was smashed. So it meant, first of all, he chug-lug probably. But, I mean, even chug-lugging takes a while for the alcohol to hit your system. I think he just had no liver chromosomes or something. He was a full-blown alcoholic. But he actually got fired because he was on the air. I don't know if it was New Year's Day or Christmas Day. I don't remember. And sloshed. And having been around him, I understood it, he could have had, you know, an eggnog and been that sloshed. And of course, I am one of the reasons I have never gotten anywhere near a microphone when I've had anything to drink, because people know me, I'm the world's cheapest drunk. I mean, two sips of dilute champagne and I'm gone. So I, you know, would never get. I don't even take a decongestant before I go on the air. I don't. I literally will not take an aspirin or an Aleve or anything because I know it affects me. So, All right. Today, in 1825, the Treaty of St. Louis occurred between the United States and the Shawnee Nation. There you go. In 1853, the Gadsden Purchase, the United States buys land from Mexico to facilitate railroad building in the Southwest. We don't understand how much the railroad really influenced this, how this country was formed and what happened politically and the original immigrant issue, building the railroad. And they started from opposite ends of the country and met in the middle. But understand, I mean, this is the next to the last day of the year, right? So you get a treaty in 1825. A year later, you get another treaty that basically deals, I would argue that both of them dealt with the railroad. That basically St. Louis, which was where the, I think it actually may be where the railroads met. You have to make sure that people aren't going to get attacked. Then you have to own the land. So, I mean, think about how much of this country was really determined by the railroad. Because it's a big country. In 1922, the Union of Soviet Socialist Republic is formed. We know what they were before that. The Tsar, right? So there you go. It's hard to believe that the USSR, because everybody who's alive now grew up with the USSR. So we forget that there was a Tsarist republic before. In 1936, the United Auto Workers staged its first sit-down strike. So there. I didn't understand this. In 1977 on this day, for the second time, Ted Bundy, for the second time, escaped from his cell in Glenwood, Colorado, in Glenwood Springs, Colorado. Having grown up in Denver, Glenwood Springs for me is the Glenwood Springs Hotel that has had one of the earliest, as far as I know, the earliest, but that may not be accurate, slides that was like at Disney World that went into the pool or on cruise ships. And I went to camp near in Colorado, and we would go to Glenwood Springs. And my family actually took me there once, too. And they had a water slide that was all curvy. And I guess Ted Bundy just had a New Year's Eve party to go to. I know, rude. I didn't realize he'd escaped, not to mention twice. And yeah. I didn't realize it was from Colorado.
Oh, wow.
There you go. I also didn't know this. In 1999 on this day, George Harrison, the Beatle, was attacked by Michael Abram in his Friar Park home. I knew that someone had broken in. I didn't know that he was actually attacked. Did you know that?
I didn't. Yeah, it was, I guess my thoughts were similar to yours. I remember the story of someone breaking into his house, but I didn't know that they like broke in and actually attacked him.
Yeah, let's see what it says. George Harrison was always kind of the kind of funkiest, I think. Don't you think? Of the I mean, he was the one who really got them involved in the Maharishi and Middle Eastern stuff. And I'm just trying to see if they've got the thing. It's a huge bio. Let's see if they've got it. Oh, sorry. All right. Traveling Wilburys. I remember that. Beatles Anthology, Later Life. Throat Cancer. We knew that. Here's on December 30th, 1990, Harrison and his wife were attacked in their home. 36-year-old Michael Abram broke in and attacked Harrison with a kitchen knife, puncturing a lung and causing head injuries. I didn't realize that. Before Olivia Harrison incapacitated the assailant by striking him repeatedly with a poker and a lamp. Harrison was hospitalized with more than 40 stab wounds. He wasn't a burglar, and he certainly wasn't auditioning for the Traveling Wilburys. I didn't know any of that. So there you go. Hmm. Much, much scarier than was ever reported, I think. On this day in 2006, which is 9 years ago, Saddam Hussein was executed. Hmm. I always felt kind of mixed about that, to be quite honest. I mean, not that Saddam Hussein was anything except an awful person, but I don't know, executions are a little iffy. This is probably the most interesting thing. I mean, the rest of them are kind of alarming on some level. Here's why you need to be very careful of accountants. In this day in 2011, owing to a change of time zone, the day is skipped completely in Samoa and Tokelau. Could you imagine waking up and you missed a whole day?
So what, did they just go from December 29th to December 31st?
Let's see what it says. Let's see if it says. The zone is 1 hour behind Hawaiian Aleutian time, 1 hour behind the Howland and Baker Institutes, 23 hours behind Wake Island time zone. It said it's 24 hours ahead of American Samoa, 25 hours in summer. Apparently, it said it moved across the international dateline. That's what happened. It observed Samoa moved across the international dateline and lost a day. So, yeah.
Wow.
You got to be careful, folks. You know, where your luggage lands. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're Simply Safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to simplysafedefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try Simply Safe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to simplysafedefense.com right now. Simplysafedefense.com.